In the 718-page book entitled A Journey, the former British Prime Minister says he wanted the book to be different from the traditional political memoir.
I set out to write a book which would give the reader an insight into the human as well as the political dimensions of life as a Prime Minister.
Tony Blair took 3 years to write the book that charts his decade in power.
So it's a frank account of my life in politics, which illuminates what it's like to be a leader, both for the UK and also, of course, on the international stage. It charts the difficult decisions, the highs and the lows.
The highs include the landslide victory that brought him to power in 1997, and presiding over the 1998 Good Friday Agreement that brought peace to Northern Ireland. Mr. Blair also wrote of the outrage that led him to send troops to Kosovo, and the regret that British lives had been lost in Iraq. But he did not apologize for taking the country to war. Major General Tim Cross was Britain's top representative to Iraq during the 2003 invasion.
I think he is pretty heartfelt in his comments that he doesn't regret what he went through. He clearly has been affected by it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I think ultimately he believes what he did was right.
Mr. Blair is donating all the proceeds of the book, including the reported multi-million dollar advance, to a British charity that supports wounded soldiers. Cross believes the former Prime Minister is conflicted about the Iraq War.
I think he is genuinely struggling with the outcome of Iraq, but genuinely ultimately believes it was the right thing to do, but recognizes an awful lot of people have been hurt in the process, and this is part of a way of repaying some of that.
Anti-war campaigners picketed one of the London stores selling the book and plan to demonstrate next week when Mr. Blair holds a book signing. His memoirs are expected to be a worldwide bestseller, but the former Prime Minister's decade in power remains controversial in Britain. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.